Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were talking about people that think that those with biblical standards are legalists. Let's start the week with that thought. We see our eternal security or assurance in that we are born of God. And we saw that we don't work for it. It's like people use the word legalism today. They say, legalists, they believe they've got to work for their salvation. No. I don't say it's that. What they're saying then is if you have standards in your life, that's what they mean. If you have standards, you're legalist. Most of them don't even think of it as you're thinking of earning your salvation. But that's what a legalist is referring to, is somebody that thinks they earn their salvation. But the Bible's clear. Every one of us must be born again. But it's not, you must be born again and again and again. Oh no. It's a one-time thing. I find it interesting that those who believe that one can lose salvation, I can understand what they're saying, except for one thing. They believe that you can lose salvation, but they believe you get baptized after your first salvation, but if you get saved again, then you don't have to be baptized again. In other words, corruptible water has more keeping power than the pure blood of Jesus Christ. Henry Morris, in his notes on the Bible, says the test of true love for God is whether we love the children of God. Christian brethren, the true test for the children of God, in turn, is whether or not we love God and keep His commandments. Now, that's interesting. Anytime one sees our standards of biblical conduct, they call us legalists, whether it's for our Sunday school teachers, our Christian school teachers, what have you. This book speaks of not loving the world in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Rather, loving God. Notice what it says. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, and notice this next statement, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, he says, the love of the Father is not in you. My friend, it's not in you. It's not there. He goes on to say, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Okay, now this is a New Testament passage, by the way. So keeping God's commandments is legalistic. Then by this book, the opposite is loving the world and its lust. You're not legalistic if you love the world and its lust. One of our men here is by the name of Brother Jerry Sheffield, who is a good member of our church, loves the Lord, and he teaches a Tuesday morning Bible study. Now, a few years ago, we were studying the book of Leviticus. Now, I would never go through the book of Leviticus trying to teach it. It's so hard for me, but he did a great job with it. And it starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, so that was a challenge in and of itself, having your mind ready to teach at 6 a.m. But we considered the law about leprosy in a garment. They said it should be burned. The garment burned when it has this in it. Wouldn't that be legalistic to burn it now? What about this command in Leviticus chapter 19, verses 17 through 18? Let me ask you if this is legalistic. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. He didn't say, not hate him. And actually, this is not even hate him in your heart. Thou shalt in any wise, again, thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Now, by these that say, well, that's Old Testament, or that's this, you know, so often you have a standard and you use an Old Testament scripture. They say, well, you're just a legalist. All right, this is the law. Okay, this is in the law. So you are a legalist if you obey to love instead of hating. So the only way to prove you're not a legalist is to hate your brother. and you must avenge and grudge. And if you don't, then you're a legalist. You see, they say they have liberty. Obviously, they have liberty to keep themselves from purity and righteousness in their mind. So if they're going to be consistent, though, that should be in a true stand. Can't love your brethren because that's legalist. The law was not given to be a burden. It was to show us our need for the Lord Jesus Christ. But the laws were good for men. They're holy. The book of Romans tells us the law is holy. It is only that men could not keep it because of their depravity. The law did not save anybody. The law showed them their sin. But the law itself was a holy instrument. Now, there are two important things for us to understand to see if we truly have the love of God. First, again, let's read our text there in verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Okay. So again, there are tests there that show us, are you a legalist or not? We keep his commandments. Now, the word keep there is the idea of both to guard and obey. Don't let it slip from you that you no longer keep his commandments. That is, you do not obey them. His commandments are not a possession of your heart because you ignore them. Now, by the way, there are literally hundreds of imperative commands in the New Testament. Now, an imperative is a command in Greek that says you do this or you stop doing this regarding whether it's positive or negative. If it's positive, do this. If it's negative, don't do this. And this also means that in that it's imperative, an imperative command, a present imperative especially, then it also means you will be called to an account for it. And now, with the way some describe liberty, there's no accounting given. And so 2 Corinthians 5:10, we all shall appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive things done in his body, whether they're good or bad. Well, that doesn't mean anything to them because nothing bad can happen. Okay. Some will be saved so as by fire, they'll find out different. They'll find out much differently. So again, a person who has a tendency to call things that restrict the lust of the flesh legalistic, then to be consistent, they must also say verse 3 makes one a legalist. You are a true legalist if you obey this command of God. Because it's both in the Old and the New Testaments. Now think of that. Think of that. He says, again, let's read it. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. If his commandments are grievous to you, that's because you lack a heart for God. It's that simple. Let us see some other biblical New Testament truth. In Romans chapter 8, verses 6 through 8, we read this, and pay close attention. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. That is, it opposes God. God is holy. God is pure. So when a mind is carnal, it is opposing God. That's why we're told in James 4:4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Has to be actively opposed to him. So, he says there, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Now listen to verse 8 here in Romans chapter 8. Listen closely. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. The flesh cannot ever of itself please God, as many so-called people believe that it can. It can never please God. The flesh cannot ever of itself please God because it is false. God must be worshipped in spirit and in truth. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, when you hear people using the word liberty and grace, but they are associating it with acts of the flesh instead of the spirit, you know right off the bat they have it all wrong. Liberty and grace is not about the flesh to fulfill itself, but rather its freedom from the power of the flesh. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17, we read this. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are the contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. You can see plainly, in God's sight, that there is no compromise, no peaceful coexistence, no tolerance by God for the flesh. The flesh and spirit are at war. And by the way, you don't see the words compromise and tolerance in God's word towards sin. We're out to see them get saved from sin, from sin's consequence, and from sin's power.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my